And now for today's commentary. Oil prices have spiked up again. I'm sure we aren't going to tap the Strategic Oil Reserve for any more oil now. The election will be behind us, and there won't be any reason to open it up. That's just a little jibe there. But the point that we don't want to miss is that there is a very unique climate out there right now, a climate that is crying out for more of our own energy, less dependence on foreign oil sources. It's fine to talk about electric cars, but let's be realistic. This nation runs on oil and coal and, to a lesser extent, natural gas. We use a lot of energy in farming. A battery-powered tractor isn't going to happen anytime soon. It's a fact that our oil industry receives enormous government subsidies. A government accounting office estimates $150 billion in the past 10 years, while ethanol has received tax credits of some $11.5 billion. Now, I'm not here to criticize what our oil and gas industries receive as much as I am saying, let's give renewable fuels more help. Now's the time. We are importing 60% of our oil. We're looking at a very unstable Middle East. It could explode. And where would we be then? There's a lot to be concerned about. Fortunately, both presidential candidates support ethanol and other renewable fuels. There's a strong bipartisan support in the Congress. The climate is right to push for more domestic energy. Drill more oil wells. Drill more gas wells. Use more ethanol. The election will be over, but let's not let them forget. Be sure to vote November the 7th. Until next week, I am John Block reporting from Washington.